This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to something that's gotten quite a bit of attention. Several commentators are saying that former Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's remark on refusing to work with kleptocrats to save his administration was troubling. And this is because they say it indicates that our judiciary's independence might be compromised. So we're going to unpack that.
Yeah, so I think that the argument here is that the remark itself seemed to be indicating that lack of independence, right? And this is, of course, coming from the original statement from the former Prime Minister saying that, you know, he wouldn't work with kleptocrats waiting to be freed by the court, saying that he refused to interfere with the court processes, and that even though sacrificing his principles would have been the easy way out, he wasn't going to do it. And this was seen to be aimed at his opponents from UMNO, but of course, in some ways, it's also taking aim at the courts and whether they're independent, because, you know, a prime minister shouldn't anyway be able to interfere on that level.
Right, and that's exactly what former de facto law minister Zaid Ibrahim pointed out, that if he said that he could have told them what to do, then it implies that he has that power, which he shouldn't be. And therefore, that calls into question the independence and the transparency with which our judiciary acts. So it is something that I think has been brought up in multiple conversations, varying sorts of thoughts on whether our judiciary is necessarily independent and what the impact of that might be. So we wanted to break down this this remark by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin really and see what this might indicate. So we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Professor Dr. Gurdial Singh, Senior Counsel and former law professor at University of Malaya. Gurdial, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Could you start by explaining why Muhyiddin's remark about refusing to work with the kleptocrats is seen as reflecting on the judicial system?
I think this relates back to his comment just before he relinquished his post, suggesting that he refused to succumb to the overtures made by certain parties to interfere in the court process in their favor, and suggesting, therefore, that he was in a position to do that. Now, if you take that comment at its face value, this has very serious implications, because it does suggest that he has the power to interfere. It's just that in this particular instance, he declined to interfere. So if this implication, if this is not clarified any further, I think it brings the administration of the justice system into disrepute. And this, of course, if you bring the... This is a form of a contempt. It's called scandalizing the court, where you cast aspersions on the integrity of the judicial system. So I think as the head of government at that time, for him to make that comment was most unfortunate. He has come back some after that to suggest that he treasures the independence of the judiciary. But this particular comment, I think, has brought about quite some substantial disquiet in the minds of people as to the independence of the, as to the non-interference by the judiciary, by the executive into decisions being made by the judiciary.
So I also want to talk about how this involves perhaps the Attorney General's chambers. Could you tell us more about the separation of roles in the first place between the judiciary and the AG?
The only authority to interfere with ongoing court cases is the Attorney General's chambers, because they are the ones who hold the levers of the prosecution, and they can at any time, as has happened in the past, withdraw the case at any stage, or not continue the case. I think this happened in the case in Penang, for example, the former chief minister, where after 17 witnesses were called, I think then the Attorney General's chambers, the prosecution division of the Attorney General's chambers, then suddenly said, oh, you know, we're not continuing with the case because there's not sufficient evidence. And this also has happened in the case of the stepson of Najib Razak. Also happened in Anwar Musa's case. Those cases, they had not started yet. They are the ones who are in a position to make decisions of that kind. Unfortunately, as happened in the Malaysia Kini case, the comments in relation to that, Anwar Musa, withdrawal of Anwar Musa's case, the public views it differently. The public thinks it's the courts that finally made the decision that then decided not to proceed with the case. But that's not the case, because once the prosecution decides not to proceed with the case, the court is bound to either discharge amounting to an acquittal or discharge not amounting to an acquittal. Their discretion is very limited, but they have no choice in the matter. So it's the Attorney General's chamber's powers that need to be reined in if there is any disquiet as to the way in which some of these decisions are being made with regard to these important personages.
Right. And is there enough transparency when it comes to those decisions being made by the Attorney General's chambers?
Yeah, you've struck the nub of the matter, you know, because this is the main complaint, and this is what causes concern amongst citizens, which is that it's not there is no transparency, there is no accountability, there is no explanation even after the event, unless there is a public outcry, as did happen in the case of Reza Aziz, the stepson of Najib Razak. So I think there needs to be a very open, transparent decision-making process with regard to these personalities, because if this is tainted or contaminated, or there is any disquiet expressed as to the way in which the decision was made, I think that also brings the entire judicial system into disrepute.
So with that said, then, what steps need to be taken to ensure the independence and integrity of the Attorney General?
I think first is what the Pakatan Harapan government suggested quite rightly, that the roles of the Attorney General should be bifurcated, you know, should be separated between his prosecution functions and his advisory functions to the government, because he's advisor to the government. So it's very difficult when you're advising the government and meeting up with cabinet ministers, and there is a cabinet minister who is implicated or who has some kind of influence, to for people to feel that there was not some kind of overlapping of functions between the advisory role and the prosecution role. So the first thing to do is to separate these two functions completely. This was promised, but it has not been done. It still seems to be on the agenda. But until that is done, I think these kind of questions will keep cropping up, that there has been interference in the way in which certain personages are proceeded against in court for some of these high crimes.
Should we expect a clarification from Muhyiddin Yassin, the judiciary, or the Attorney General after a remark like this?
Yes, of course, I think. Because, sometimes there's very short time span, attention span, and the matter is somehow gets buried somewhere and ignored after a while, fades into oblivion. But I think it's an important enough question, because, you see, it casts the judiciary in a very bad light. Judiciary, generally speaking, have no voice. They do not respond to criticism against them, because that's not their role. Their role is to adjudicate cases. I remember in the case where some of these actions were withdrawn, our Chief Justice, on an occasion, on an extrajudicial occasion, mentioned the fact that, you know, you shouldn't malign the judiciary wrongly. The judiciary was being maligned wrongly for the withdrawal of their charges when they had no say in the matter. But I think for as long as this kind of a comment remains even on the back burner, it can be revived at any time, and it has to be clarified a little more clearly. Otherwise, I think it casts the judiciary in a bad light, casts the executive in a bad light, and generally speaking, it doesn't inspire confidence in the whole setup, governance structure of our country.
Gurdial, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Senior Counsel Professor Dr. Gurdial Nijar Singh speaking to us about a remark that former Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin made that seemed to indicate that the judiciary isn't as independent as it should be. Share your thoughts with us. What do you think about this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.